Hello and welcome to the 21st episode in the second season from the Hijinx TV podcast. It is I am he is we, and together we are the host of Hijinx TV. I am your friendly local neighborhood Dick Nutt, but here to bring you another entertaining podcast full of entertainment, sprinkled with some surprises throughout. What surprises do we have in store for you this episode? Well, you're going to have to keep tuning in to find out. But I would like to thank everybody for tuning in. Because of that, we have broke 7,300 plays. Oh my God. That's about 1,000 plays in the last 5 or 6 episodes. So thank you guys so much. And we have hit 15 different countries. Holy shit. I'm still beside myself. I can't believe that we've hit 15 countries. When I named this a world tour season, I had no idea that we would get into 15 countries. I had set a goal to get into 5 countries. We got into 15, and oh my God, I am so excited. Because of that, we are going to be doing a special giveaway in season 3. The first winner, well, you got to listen to episode 20 to find out how to be the very first winner. Alright, well, without further ado, sit back, relax, and away we go! Alright, well, with the upcoming election, I've got some, some friends in the news industry that decided that they wanted to get on the podcast, and one of them came out here to join me in studio today. And Bert is back from out here from Wisconsin, and he's a newscaster out there, and he is going to be talking to us about the upcoming election. So without further ado, I'm going to give the rest of the podcast over to Bert here.
Oh yeah, thanks dear Dick Nutt, but thanks for having me on the podcast here too. I like talking about, politics, and it's a beautiful place out here, except for the sky. It looks like a fucking sun from Tatooine, like that Star Wars movie, and probably other beautiful place other than that. Okay, so let's get into it. All right, this president over here, all right, Donald J. Trump, he is not that great of a president. He is just, he's been fucking things up since he got into office over here, right? Donald J. Trump is not the man we need to take us into 2021, all right? We need somebody besides Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump does not have the best interests of the nation in his pocket, all right? What he's got in his pocket, all right, is his own money and that money that he's getting from other people in line in his pocket, all right? Donald J. Trump is not good to be our president. Hold on here, Bart. What? What's up there, Mr. Dick Nutt Butt? It's Donald J. Trump, right? The who's a what's it now?
It's not Donald J. Trump, it's Donald J. Trump. You know this, right? Like, you say you're a newscaster, but how can you not know his name?
Well, how many people is going to hear this, dear Dick Nutt Butt?
I'm not 100% sure, but it could be quite a few. We'll have to wait until we release it and find out.
Well, okay, so, here's the thing, dear Dick Nutt Butt, all right? We've been, we've been paid by some people. I just can't say who exactly has been paying us, but we've been paid by some people to do some stuff. Back in the 90s and the 80s, there's these tabloids called, National Enquirer with the alien baby and the Bigfoot sightings and all this other shit. And, we had a company approach us and they were like, hey, what do you think about doing a kind of a newscast here? And, people, they'll just, who knows? People like it, people won't like it. We'll see. We'll see what happens. And, that's what happened, all right? I work for a goddamn tabloid news, all right? All right, there it is. I hope that nobody back home hears this. They're gonna string me up, boy, my neck. All right, so, oh, crap. All right, I'm out of here. See ya. Oh, Jesus, fuck.
That guy fucking ran as fast as Batman.
Alright, so
obviously, the United States is full of fucking idiots. We've gone over this. We've gone over this several times now. The United States is full of fucking idiots. And to increase the amount of proof that one would need to show that the United States is full of a bunch of fucking idiots, here we go. Within the last week, there was a group of what they are calling peaceful protesters. They are calling these people peaceful protesters, okay? Yet these peaceful protesters decided to make a Molotov cocktail and attempt to throw it at a group of police and other people who were standing by the police. Now, the police were not doing anything to anybody. They were blocking off. It looked like they were blocking off from this peaceful protest that had Molotov cocktail. Now, when I played Grand Theft Auto 3 on the PlayStation 2, because that was honestly the first one I remember playing. I remember watching others play Grand Theft Auto on the PlayStation. But on the PlayStation 2, Grand Theft Auto 3 started playing, I would get a Molotov cocktail to throw that sumbitch at a group of like 5 or 6 cops to burn them all to death on a video game. Now it seems that some children have grown up and decided that, well, I'm going to take this Molotov cocktail and try to throw it at a group of police. But what they didn't think through was the throwing of it, because it landed by his feet and exploded and caught him on fire, and this group starts panicking that he's on fire. Oh my goodness, golly gosh, this stupid little fuck that tried to throw a Molotov cocktail at a group of people had it drop by his feet and explode on him and catch him on fire. Now, it didn't catch his entire body on fire, it only caught his foot on fire. But if he would have thrown it correctly, it would have caught a shitload of people on fire. Luckily, we now have a comedic video of said incident being played to the track of Footloose by Kenny Rogers. It is fucking hilarious. I don't care if I said his name wrong. You can find it yourself. So, peaceful. If you're peaceful, you don't have a goddamn Molotov cocktail that you're willing to try to throw at a group of fucking people. So this is, this is a kind of touchy topic, and while I'm not saying that these two parents were in their right, the backlash that they're getting over the topic is kind of absurd if people actually knew the truth about what was going on. So what I am talking about is recently there was a 18-year-old female and a 19-year-old male, mother and father of a 2-year-old, and apparently, I haven't watched the video, I haven't seen the video, I haven't seen anything other than an article on Facebook and then read the comments that people were saying. And so apparently there was a video of these two letting their 2-year-old puff on a joint. And there's people saying, oh my god, that kid could die. Oh my god, these parents should be put on death row. These parents need to be murdered. I can't believe they could risk their child's life. Excuse me. This isn't time for jokes. Anyway, every single person, this is not, it hits and misses people. Every single person, everybody, unless you have some fucking mutant DNA, And I understand that with certain diseases, yes, your DNA is mutated. But what I am talking about when I say mutated is means unless you have some DNA that is not fucking Homo sapien and you're not a human, everybody is born with an endocannabinoid system in their body, which means that you're already born ready to take, distribute, and process tetrahydrocannabinoid, THC, cannabinol, CBD, all these other fucking things that are in a cannabis plant. There's THC, CBD, CBN, CBG, there's THCA, there's a bunch of fucking shit that's in cannabis plants that your body is already set to take. Cannabis cannot kill. Cannabis cures. Cannabis cannot kill. Say it with me, guys. Cannabis cures. Cannabis cannot kill you. Any fucking body. Not a single fucking person has ever, will ever, or is ever going to fucking die in the history or in the fucking future of mankind. That is a fact. Nobody is. You might get a little bit too much THC and you'll feel a little bit loopy and a little bit uncomfortable, but nobody has ever or ever will overdose on cannabis. It cannot be done. It won't. It won't ever happen. Never. I am saying this is a 100% fact. Cannabis cannot kill.
Hey, Martha, Marty, what's going on? You guys look a little upset.
Oh, I am beyond upset, Mr. Nutbutt. I am so pissed right now, it's not even funny. We went all the way up to the airport, all right? We walk in, okay? We go over to get our tickets, okay? Nobody's standing there. Nobody is standing there, all right? So we wait, we stand there, we wait, and then all of a sudden, all right, this man, this little troll of a man comes hunkering out from behind the counter, and he asks why we are there today. Why in the fuck does he think we are there at the airport? I told him I wanted to order a pizza. He didn't find that funny. Well, this son of a bitch proceeds to tell me that our flight has been canceled because of the COVID. And I look at this son of a bitch and I look around at all the other people going to their planes and I'm like, you get us on another plane now. And then I look over here and what are you doing, Marty? What are you doing, Marty?
I just told you I was looking at the bags. I wasn't looking at anybody. I was looking at the fucking bag because the bag was shiny and it looked like a unicorn. It was even shaped like one. But she's over here thinking I'm looking at some lady's butt. And I'm like, I don't want to look at anybody's butt. And then she gets mad because she says I don't want to look at her butt. And that's not what I meant at all. I was just mad I didn't want to look at anybody else's butt. Like, Jesus Christ. And now we're here because Martha is...
Say it, Marty. And it'll be the last fucking thing you say.
Martha's being a fucking delight, Dick.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, I mean, you guys can crash here, so you don't have to pay for another hotel room. I've already put locks on all the windows, so bad man can't get back in here when I'm asleep. But, hey, you guys can stay here.
Oh,
thank you so much, Dick. All right, I think maybe we'll just stay here, and if you're all right with it, we'll just help you out with the rest of season two for the podcasts.
Yes, that's fine. I'm cool with that.
All right, we'll go one pick.
God damn, that was a nice fucking match. Oh man, I am so fucking good with all of these fucking legends. What the fuck? Jesus Christ, Batman.
Hey, Dick. Got a question for you.
I got a question for you. Where the fuck did you come from?
Well, you know, when a man and a woman, they love each other, they lay naked together and he puts his penis inside of a vagina.
Not that, Batman. I mean, where the fuck did you come from right now?
Oh, out back. I got a question for you.
Jesus, fuck, whatever. All right, what, Batman? What the fuck did you barge in my house to ask me?
I found this thing out by your trash can. I was wondering if I could keep it.
What do you mean? What are you finding out there?
I have no fucking clue what it is, but, here, look at this little thing.
What the fucking shit is that, dude?
I have no clue what the fuck this thing is, Dick, but I want to keep it. Please let me keep it.
What is Jesus fucking Christ? You get it away from me.
Dick, it looks like it wants to give you a hug. Come on, let's keep it. Isn't it cute? It's a little cute. Come on, Dick, look how fucking cute it is.
That thing looks fucking disgusting. Where'd you find it?
By the trash can out back. It was just like looking at me, and I looked at him, and I was like, dude, come here, I need to take you home, so can I take him home?
Yeah, dude, just get it the fuck out of my house, like, now. It stinks, it's fucking creepy looking. Dude, seriously, now, get it out.
Hey, guys, have you seen my Pokemon?
Marty, what the fuck do you mean, your Pokemon?
Well, oh, there he is. Oh my god, Garbodor, come there.
Garbodor.
Oh my fucking Christ, dude. What in the fuck is going on right now?
Well, I watched your show, Paranoid Paranoia, on your YouTube channel, and it got me thinking. Maybe there's other dimensions out there, so I created this doorway of, oh my god, Dick. This Pokemon there, they're fucking real. Look at it, it's real.
What in the fuck is in this weed? Are you fucking with me right now?
Well, I mean, you see us right here, right?
Yeah, Dick, don't you fucking see that? That was right, you know, I knew that thing looked familiar. That's a fucking poker. Hey, where's your door at, Marty?
Pretty sure I'm still mad at you, Batman, so I'm not telling you. Dick, I'm gonna go get some more Pokemon. Alright, say goodbye.
Dick, on an unrelated matter, I need to go right now. See ya. Bye.
Oh my fucking god. I don't know what the fuck is in this weed. I might need to lay off of it. Jesus Christ. Did that really fucking happen, dude? Alright, well, that is going to wrap up episode 21 in the second season from the Hijinks TV podcast. This has been so much fun. The entire season, the entire two seasons, this has just been a great escape from all the bullshit that's going on. Even though I discussed some of the bullshit that is going on, just sitting down for a few minutes and recording the podcast and seeing the growth and seeing that we have reached over 7.4 thousand plays and gotten into 15 different countries. I'm still beside myself. I can't thank you guys enough for your continued support, for sharing out to all your social medias, for inviting all your friends to listen and share all their social medias, and so on and so forth. And because of that, season 3 is coming soon, and we already have quite a few people entering into the giveaways. Now, here is something important to keep in mind for the giveaways. There's going to be 25, 26 episodes in season 2. I don't know how many winners per episode we're going to have. We've already got 12 entries. So, if there's any more, if we have over 25, everybody might not be able to win. But as of right now, everybody who's entered in is going to win some sort of a prize in season 3. Thank you guys for heading on over to Instagram and following at HIGHJYNXTV_podcast and sending us a DM letting us know what your favorite episodes have been. And during the lost episodes of season 2 finale, what we're going to do is take some of your guys' favorite episodes and take a couple clips from those episodes and replay them for maybe some people who haven't gone back all the way through season 1 to listen to every single podcast yet. All right, this has gone on a little bit long. I'm a little bit stoned. That's a little okay. We will see you guys next time, and remember to invite all your friends.